Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reveals at the United Nations another atomic site in Tehran. The Iranians have not stopped in their efforts to obtain a nuclear weapon. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, recently spoke very pointedly at the United Nations, and he said, don't be fooled by Iran's smoke and mirrors. They have led global peacekeeping agencies to literally end the former Obama administration to turn their eyes to what's happening right there in Iran. And I can tell you the consequences are catastrophic. He said, in May, we exposed the site of Iran's secret atomic archive. It's right there, he said. It's in the Sorabad district of Tehran, he told the UN General Assembly. He said, today, I'm revealing the site of a second facility, Iran's secret atomic warehouse. It's right there. And it's in a different district of Tehran, just 3 miles away. So they have not one, Matt, but two atomic sites in which they are continuing to develop nuclear weapons.
This is the largest state sponsor of Islamic terrorism against the Israelis, against the United States of America, a clear and present danger to the entire world. You have to wonder. I wonder how many of the billions of dollars that the Obama administration sent over in cover of darkness at night on pallets, cash, unmarked bills. I wonder how many of those billions were used toward construction of this atomic site.
Well, fortunately, with President Trump, he's made some positive moves and stopped the cash flow to this country. But obviously, there's still this kind of stuff going on over there. And Netanyahu says Iran has been keeping tons of nuclear equipment and material in a property near its capital.
Yeah, and wow. So the first one that Netanyahu revealed to the world was in what's called Shorabad district of Tehran. Tehran is the capital of Iran. So it's in the capital, and it's called Shorabad. The second one is 3 miles away, and it's called Tirazabad. And it's also in the district of Tehran. So you got two of them in the city area of the capital of Iran, 3 miles apart from each other. He used his classic visual aids, as he often does, while addressing the UN General Assembly, impressing that the atomic sites were not destroyed by Iran because its goal is to produce nuclear weapons to be used against its enemies, including Israel and or certainly the United States. But no question, Israel would be the first in its crosshairs. He says, in fact, and I'm quoting from him, it planned to use both of these sites in a few years when the time would be right to break out to the atomic bomb. He said, but ladies and gentlemen, rest assured that won't happen. It won't happen because what Iran hides, Israel will find.
And something to note here, isn't it interesting? Just like the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinians place their rocket launching sites and weapons caches and so forth in, around school children and public schools. And here we have Iran putting these facilities in the highly populated urban centers where there's a high civilian population, so that if Iran does strike, of course, then they have the narrative that, so many civilians were killed and so forth. That's their MO.
Yeah. And in fact, he says, as you mentioned, Holly, he says that he displayed a map. He displayed maps, plural, and a photo. And Netanyahu said, Iran has been keeping tons of nuclear equipment and material in a property near its capital. This is something that has been going on under the radar. Israel, through its human intelligence, has been able to discover this. Now, Israel, unlike some of the other countries, they operate human intelligence on the ground. And they have been known for doing this for some time. So they're not just visualizing things from a satellite, which obviously that's helpful as well. But some of these things can only be determined when people put their lives at risk.
Right.
And they infiltrate into the inner circles and they find these issues. That's how Israel was able to take actual photographs. You can't do this from a satellite, but they took actual photographs inside that first nuclear place where the weapons were being manufactured. That's the one that Netanyahu says we revealed in May. They actually had photographs. They have thousands, tens of thousands of documents that they were able to get and take them out of Iran. People put their lives at risk to do this. And of course, President Donald Trump has done the right thing.
Right.
He has reversed Obama's so-called Iran deal, and he's imposed sanctions on Iran. But some of the other countries, blindly, which includes Russia, that were part of this so-called Iran deal, said that they're not going to participate in the boycott. Well, you know what? President Trump, no doubt, will ultimately impose stronger will, if you will, on these countries to not ultimately allow this to happen. Because, Matt, if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, if it gets nuclearized, say like a Pakistan that has nuclear weapons, if they get a nuclear weapon, they will use it because they believe it's all part of their end-time idea of bringing in this cataclysmic war. And ultimately, they're not afraid. In fact, they would welcome being completely obliterated as long as they can obliterate Israel and the Jews.
That's right. They believe that it will precipitate the coming of the 12th Imam and that this triggers the end of the world and ultimately, you know, Allah's rule over the earth and elsewhere. Scary stuff. But Netanyahu, you know, this stuff doesn't operate in a vacuum. He went on to point out that they're operating on several fronts. The Iranian, he said in Syria, Iran is trying to establish permanent military bases against us and has already launched missiles and drones into our territory. He says in Gaza, Iran is arming terror groups to launch rocket attacks into our cities and terror attacks against our civilians. He says Hezbollah, listen to this. He says Hezbollah is deliberately using the innocent people of Beirut as human shields, which again is the
Islamist MO. They've placed three of these missiles right in the Beirut, right along the Beirut International Airport. So in other words, they've gotten Iranian missiles.
And then
he
shows the pictures to prove it.
Is Lebanon just on the northern border of Israel. And he shows the pictures. And so they've gotten these long-range missiles from Iran. And
thousands.
They've placed them right along the international airport in Beirut.
Well, you know, Netanyahu stands strong in all of this. And he says, we will continue to act against you in Syria. We will act against you in Lebanon. We will act against you in Iraq. We will act against you wherever and whenever we must act to defend our state and to defend our people.
Wow.
So he's not messing around, folks.
Yeah, and no matter what the European nations do, the United States, Israel, and the Arab world, that's amazing, the Arab world, are working together to support new sanctions on Iran. And why the Arab world? Well, because Iran doesn't like the rest of the Arab world either. It's because of the division of their own religion. They're Shia, and the rest of the Arab world, by and large, is Sunni. They hate the Arabs in Saudi Arabia. They would like to take over Saudi Arabia. Why? Because it has Mecca. And there is this division based upon their own religion, Shia versus Sunni. And they don't get along. So that's why the Arab world also has an interest in stopping Iran. European nations, you need to wake up. We cannot allow Iran to become nuclearized. Pray for Israel. Pray for the United States. Pray for our leaders that this country, with its leadership, does not come anywhere near nuclear weapons, because you will literally see a third world war break out because they will use them. unlike the mutually assured destruction motif between the former Soviet Union and the United States, where both had the sanctity of life perspective, don't push the button because the other one will, we'll all be destroyed, Iran would be happy with that. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand with Israel. You can go to our CIDI website as well and join us on a life-changing experience in Israel in 2019. CIDIsrael.org. That's CIDIsrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.